This is a May Day call because it's a day in May. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that is, thankfully, not in any distress. I'm Brady, it's Thursday, May 2nd, and so yes, you could shout May Day today, but that word, known all over as the International Distress Call, is not, in fact, a reference to a day in the month of May. How Stuff Works explained the backstory in 2023. May Day came in the aftermath of World War I. That's when air traffic was growing rapidly, and pilots were using their radios to communicate with the authorities on land. Now, they could have just used another well-known distress call, SOS, but they realized that when using radio instead of Morse code, the letter S, as in stroke of bad luck, could be mistaken for the letter F, as in fiasco. Because a lot of air traffic was flowing between the UK and France, they settled on using the term Mayday, which was an English adaptation of the French words for help me. It didn't hurt that the term May Day had been used in English for centuries to refer to the first day in May. According to the Times of London, the crew of an actual Royal Air Force plane tested out that signal in 1923 when the plane's engines failed over the English Channel, and it worked. The radio operators received the distress call and sent help. May Day has been an official radio distress signal in the U.S. since 1927. In a life-threatening emergency, those aboard a plane or a ship are supposed to repeat the word May Day 3 times so that it's heard. Then they're supposed to deliver vital information such as location and the type of emergency they're having in a specific order. It goes without saying that it's very illegal to send out one of these distress calls when it's not a life or death emergency. Now, if you're in a difficult situation that requires help or a rescue, but there aren't any lives in imminent danger, like say if your boat is lost in the fog, there's a different word to use. You radio in saying pan pan 3 times. That's a term I'm pretty sure won't be mistaken for the name of a month. You can learn more about where the term Mayday came from at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, a festival on a day that might just make your whole month of May. That's right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back. This weekend in Las Cruces, it's the 2024 New Mexico Tamale Fest. At least a half dozen food trucks will be on hand offering tamale samples and full plates, as well as bulk tamale sales. I'm Brady. Could I please have like 20 of each? Thanks for listening and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.